When you think of some of the leading galleries in the world, you'll probably picture pristine white walls, immaculate conditions to preserve masterpieces on display that are worth a lot of money. But behind the artworks, Canberra's National Gallery of Australia sits buckets and towels. They're being used to mop up water leaking from the roof. Now, earlier you would have heard the Federal Arts Minister Tony Burke's reaction to the story, and he says it's a result of years of underfunding.
The situation of the gallery and most of the collecting institutions actually is horrific. You would expect philanthropy is there to grow an institution, not to try to keep it on palliative care in some way.
Federal Arts Minister Tony Burke, who spoke to us earlier, and the whole interview was on the ABC Listen app. Brisbane art gallerist Philip Bacon is a member of the gallery's fundraising foundation, and Philip is our guest this morning. Philip, welcome.
Morning, Patricia.
What do you make of the pictures being reported this morning?
It's not a good look, is it? I mean, as you said, you expect galleries to be pristine and wonderful. I mean, it is happening up on the upper levels, I have to say. I mean, artworks aren't specifically in danger at this moment. I mean, there's a whole professional staff who've had 30, 40 years of worrying about this sort of thing, so they know how to deal with it. If going to Bunnings and buying a bucket and a towel is the best we can do, it's a pretty sad case. I mean,
and let's just be clear, that's not an exaggeration. Are we really talking about them buying buckets to deal with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was, I've been involved, intimately involved with the gallery. I was on the board, the council, in 1997, and it was certainly there then. I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's just got major, major issues. It was experimental in its day, and everything has failed. The roof has failed. The windows have failed. And it's not a new problem. I mean, it is not a new problem. The funding that has happened, and it's true that it has been grossly underfunded. All arts institutions are, because of the wretched public service efficiency dividend, which means that every year a couple of percentage is lopped off the funding for it. Which means that a complicated building like the NGA just can't be maintained the way it has to be. The previous government did advance emergency $20 million to sort of keep the joint open, but that expires this year, so we're back to square one, really.
That's
round buckets.
How serious is this? I mean, this is a state of disrepair that I don't think anyone would support. The National Gallery of Australia chair has projected it's a $256 million funding shortfall over 10 years. Why do you need that much money?
Because of the complication of the buildings. I mean, it's a beautiful looking thing, but it just doesn't work. The concrete is leaking, the seals on all the, and they're vast. If you think of a gallery, you think of that gallery, it's complicated. The way of the architecture, every window has failed. All the seals have failed over time. And it's millions and millions and millions of dollars to repair it. Governments of any description are never keen to fund that sort of thing because it's not, you can't see it. It's behind the scenes. When I was on the council, our big problem in 1997 under Brian Kennedy was the air conditioning plants, which were considered to be and proved to be unsafe for staff working there. That got fixed. I mean, we don't want to get to a point where, and we're kind of at that point now, where it's such an emergency that the joint has to be shut down. And to fund what has to be done, there's nowhere for the money to come from. What do we do? Start cutting staff, closing galleries down, not opening 7 days a week. It's pretty dire.
Sounds like it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Philip.
Thank you.
Brisbane art gallerist Philip Bacon and a member of the Galleries Fundraising Foundation. And you're listening to RM Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.